Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, a priest and doctor of the church, patron of all universities and of students. He was born toward the end of the year 1226, a son of a count who, when St. Thomas was just 5 years old, placed him under the care of the Benedictines of Monte Cassino in the hope that he would one day choose that life and become abbot. His teachers were surprised at the progress that he made, for he surpassed all the other students in both learning as well as the practice of virtue. And when he became of age to choose his state in life, he renounced the things of this world and resolved to enter the newly founded order of Saint Dominic, despite the opposition of his family. That was in 1243, at the age of 17. He joined the Dominicans of Naples, and some of the members of his family resorted to all manner of means to, over a two-year period, to break his resolve. And they went so far as to send an impure woman to tempt him, but he drove her out of the room, getting a hot coal from the fireplace. And all their efforts were in vain, and he persevered in his vocation, and as a reward for his fidelity, God conferred on him the gift of perfect chastity, and that's why he's merited the title of the Angelic Doctor. After making his profession at Naples, he studied at Cologne under the teacher Saint Albert the Great, and there he was nicknamed the dumb ox by his fellow students. But that's you know, you lose something in the translation. Sometimes we hear the word dumb, and the first word that comes to our mind, stupid. But it's, I've seen another translation, they call him the mute ox because of his size and his silent nature. He took in what was taught and just pondered it and remained silent about it. But that was the origin of that nickname given to him. At the age of 22, he was appointed to teach in Cologne, and at the same time, he also began to publish his first works. After 4 years, he was sent to Paris, and at the age of 31, he received his doctorate. Pope Urban IV in 1261 called him to Rome, where he was appointed to teach. But St. Thomas said, you know, under the condition, he absolutely declined to accept any ecclesiastical dignities. He not only wrote over 20 hefty tomes, but which were all characterized by philosophical and theological depth and clarity. But he preached often with the greatest results. Pope Clement IV offered him the Archbishopric of Naples, which he refused. And he left a great monument of of learning the Summa Theologiae unfinished, for on his way to the Second Council of Lyon, ordered there by Pope Gregory X, he fell sick and he died in a Cistercian monastery in 1274. So he's one of the greatest and most influential theologians of all times. He's the only saint other than the Blessed Virgin Mary that's mentioned in the Code of Canon Law. And he's mentioned because the Church insists that seminarians study his philosophy. He was canonized in 1323 and declared a doctor of the Church by Pope Pius V. So let us pray to St. Thomas today that theologians, priests, and bishops may cherish that the truth that he cherished and to pass it on to others.